This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 2061, recorded on Thursday, the 16th of May, 2019. Hello, I'm Paddy Watkins, and I'm joined by
Alan Shirley.
Today, we have for you, as usual, news items about the city and some letters to the evening news, and also a feature about the old livestock market in the city centre. Once again, we have a new listener, so welcome to Mrs. Jean Dixon of Wyndham, and we do hope you'll enjoy listening. Before we start this week's edition, let me remind you that at the end of this edition, you'll find added on this month's Let's Talk magazine a brief taste of what you can expect to hear. With summer coming, this edition introduces some great days out in Norfolk and Suffolk. We also visit a bakery and a now-closed chocolate factory. We will meet current actors Lee Mead and Stephen Tompkinson and past Norfolk pop stars Peter Collins, the Jet Blacks, the Nomads, the Versions and Gary and the Union Gap. Derek James remembers the heroes of D-Day, Terry Redhead decides not to be humble, and Neil Haverson loses his marbles. As usual, there's a very varied selection of features in this month's edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. Now, we'll get on with our first batch of news items, which we visit some issues which are dear to all city hearts. We'll hear of the unveiling of the programme for the annual Royal Norfolk Show and a major appeal for funds for the first renovation of the Norwich Cathedral organ for over 75 years. Another occasion at the cathedral when Edith Cavell was honoured, and then, of course, the Norfolk and Norwich Annual Festival has just started with a startling pre-opening introduction to the festival with tightrope walking at the railway station and then opening the festival, the real death-defying walk itself over the marketplace.
The Royal Norfolk Show has unveiled its programme for this summer's celebration of county life, promising a fabulous feast of farming, spectacular live entertainment and mouth-watering food. Tickets are now on sale for the country's largest two-day county show, which will bring thousands of visitors to Norfolk Showground on Wednesday, June the 26th and Thursday the 27th. This year's Grand Ring lineup will feature the return of the popular musical ride of the Household Cavalry and, for the first time, a parade of Rolls-Royce motor cars from as far back as 1898. The RAF Falcons parachute display team will be dropping in, and to mark the centenary of the Norfolk branch of the National Farmers Union, there will be a pageant portraying the progress of agriculture since 1919. Crowds can also watch hotly contested competitions, with the Horse of the Year show qualifiers bringing out top-level show jumpers and the traditional spectacle of the Grand Parade featuring each day's livestock champions. There will be a royal VIP visitor this year, as the Countess of Wessex will attend the first day of the show, fulfilling a series of engagements as part of her role as show president. The very best of Norfolk produce will feature in the Adnams Food and Drink Experience and Flavours Food Hub. And building on last year's successful midsummer evening programme, the show will again stay open late, with the chance to buy an evening ticket for £10, to enter the show after 4pm and join a new mini-festival featuring live country music on the Wednesday evening.
A royal visitor joined choristers and worshippers at Norwich Cathedral to mark a fundraising milestone in the £2.5 million appeal to support its musical heritage. Prince Edward joined the congregation for an evening evensong service at the cathedral on Thursday. The They Shall Laugh and Sing Music appeal is seeking to raise £1.8 million to fund the first rebuilding of the cathedral's 19th century organ in 75 years, as well as £700,000 for the cathedral's choir. The Earl of Wessex, who is the patron of the appeal, was also treated to a special performance of the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah, sung by the cathedral's choir for supporters of the campaign. And during the royal visit, the Dean of Norwich revealed the campaign had reached a total of £1.7 million towards its goal to date. The Earl also met choristers and attended a reception in the nave, where the Dean, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, thanked him for his support and paid tribute to everyone who has contributed so far. "Music plays a central part in the life, ministry and mission of the cathedral," she said. "So often as people leave a service, it is the music that they comment on most. It lifts people's spirits and touches people at so many levels." She added, "Like all things that are worthwhile, producing music to such a high standard is expensive." Following the reception, Prince Edward was the guest of honour at a fundraising dinner.
She has been hailed as a martyr, an inspiration, and perhaps most fitting of all in her honoured profession, a good nurse. And Norfolk has honoured the county's most famous nurse in a ceremony marking 100 years since she came home for the last time. Edith Cavell gave her life for the freedom of others when she was killed by a German firing squad in October 1915. It was exactly a century ago that a steam train shuddered into Norwich's Thorpe Station to bring her coffin, draped in a Union flag and covered in wreaths, to her final resting place in Norwich. She was originally buried close to where she was killed, but once the war ended, she was soon exhumed and returned to the UK. On Wednesday, her final journey was remembered with a memorial service at Westminster Abbey in London, followed by a service of commemoration at Norwich Cathedral. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, preached at the Westminster Abbey service, which also celebrated the life of Florence Nightingale. Later in the day, the Dean of Westminster, the Very Reverend Dr. John Hall, preached at the Norwich Cathedral service, part of which took place beside Miss Cavell's grave. He said, "She stands out as an icon, an example, an inspiration to women and men alike of nursing at its best."
There were several raised eyebrows at Norwich railway station as circus performer scaled new heights. Wire walker Chris Bulzini gave passengers a taste of what they could expect at the launch of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival. To mark the start of the 17-day event, which celebrates music, art and theatre from the region and across the world, Mr. Bulzini performed a death-defying stunt. As the curtain raiser performance, Mr. Bulzini walked across a tightrope inside the station to celebrate the relationship between the festival and travel partner Greater Anglia. Greater Anglia Corporate Affairs head Jonathan Denby said, "Our partnership helps the festival to go from strength to strength with a fantastic annual celebration, which is fun for audiences and the local community, whilst supporting the local economy and building Norfolk and Norwich's reputation."
Spectators looked on in terror and wonder as a trapeze artist took a death-defying 230-metre journey tightrope walk over Norwich Market. Chris Bulzini helped kick off the Norfolk and Norwich Festival by making the trip without a harness in a performance which celebrated Norwich, its history and its people. In the 30-minute crossing from Gerald to the Forum, he was accompanied by a captivating soundtrack featuring the voices of the people giving testimonies about living in Norwich and Norfolk. One of those speaking on the loudspeaker praised Norfolk for its variety of birds, while a Norwich market trader said he had no intention to move anywhere else. There was a sharp intake of breath from the crowd as at one point Mr. Bulzini dropped to his knees, prompting fears he was about to fall. But it was all part of the act as he showed off his acrobatic prowess and laid down on the tightrope before getting back up to continue. On reaching a platform at the Forum, Mr. Bulzini said, "That tightrope walk was for all of you to bring us all a moment of balance and to welcome in the beginning of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival."